Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to do something different today. I want Teresa and me to answer our most common questions. I have a list of many, and we will do those as many as we can, actually. We want to answer your questions, too, so you can give us a call. And Joni says some things are a bit scary in the landscape, but not a problem. She has her list. Plus, we do hope you'll call in at 1-888-45-LAWNS or to be part of the program. Or you can text us at 23680 with a question or two or maybe some help with a problem. Colton Young is at the controls. Teresa and I are at the microphones. And Joni is answering your calls. So plan to join Colton, Teresa, Joni, and me for Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Hi, Tom. It's Brian, your producer of 20-something years. Hey, sorry I can't be with you there for your final radio show, but I do want to wish you and Joni well in retirement. It really was such an honor to spend so many Saturday mornings sitting under the ultimate horticulture learning tree. Enjoy sleeping in on Saturday mornings. Okay, that's actually more for Joni.
Thank you, Brian. Boy, I almost talked over him there in the beginning. I forgot. I'm supposed to keep quiet for a little bit.
That's it. We've got a lot of calls coming in.
Brian was with us for over 20 years. I remember him going down to Disney with us, and it was just amazing. He said when I retired, he was going to retire, and And Joni and I actually had it set up to retire a little earlier than this. And then the pandemic came in and we all got busy with that. And well,
that was a blessing, though.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this whole, this has been just amazing.
We've had fun together.
We've had a lot of fun.
And of course, we had fun in Extension Service also.
We did.
All those years. And yes, this is Joni and my last program, but we're going to save our goodbyes for later on. And the great news is, the really good news is, you got a great person taking over the program. And Better Lawns and Gardens will continue on with Teresa. And Teresa and I, like I said, have worked together many, many years.
We have.
And I appreciate it.
I'm going to try and get through this. I'm going to try.
Well, thank you. Me too. Anyway, I've got this list of common questions, and I thought maybe we'd go through these. But I want to help our callers also. So we can do maybe that first. You want to do the first caller,
and
then we
come back. Let's do Charlie. Good morning, Charlie, from Winter Garden.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How can we help you today, Charlie?
Okay, so I have two orange trees that are now about 6 years old. Each one of them is about 9 feet tall. But from the very beginning, neither one of them has ever bloomed or given me a single flower at all.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
How old did you say they were?
They're about 6 years old.
In your ground, planted?
Yeah, in the ground planted, and they're about 8 to 9 feet tall.
Okay. You know, we really don't count on production for 5 to 7 years, and it depends. Are they in full sun?
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay, well, that's good. Keep up the normal maintenance program, like Teresa says, fertilizer.
Yeah, the fertilizer is so important. You've never seen one flower. That's what I'm concerned about, is he's not even had one flower, and he should have had some flower. They may have dropped them or something. But
yeah, you know, and I'm so – I look at it like an eagle. Every day I check on my trees.
Oh, you're stressing your tree out. Don't look at it anymore.
You know the story about the watch pot never boils.
Yeah.
That's true. But a good
one. I've given it so many different types of fertilizers, I don't know what else to do.
Well don't. Give it a regular citrus fertilizer 3 to 4 times a year, not heavy applications. And if you want to put a minor nutrient product on, you can do that at each flush of new growth. It's going to flower, I guarantee you.
Right.
Something's just pushing it along. And if you're giving it all different kind of fertilizers, that might be enough. You know, there's such a thing as over-fertilizing a tree.
That's right. And it'll produce more leaves, but it's not going to put the energy towards producing fruit.
That's correct. And it will slow down. Yours is at that, you know, the end of that time period that I normally say they should flower. But it's going to flower. Even a poor quality citrus tree is going to flower.
Right. And so just let it be for a little while. Step away from the fertilizer.
I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, Charlie.
Take care.
Thank you for calling back.
Yeah. Let me tell everybody that Colton Young is at the controls today.
Good morning.
Joni is
here
answering your phone calls. Right, Joni? If we can wake her up. Yeah, she's waving.
There she is.
Teresa and I are at the microphones here. You can text us at 23680. For my last day, my computers don't work. So,
is that so apropos here? So that's just wonderful.
You know, in the very, you and I were both talking about our early years with radio, because you had a program also early on, and we didn't have these computers here. We didn't have the monitors, and somebody
we had sticky notes.
Sticky notes, yeah. The person which was in Colton's position there was at a window. I was in a closet, literally. And Colton, you would hold up a piece of paper with a name on it and push it up on the window. And then at times when Joni's been doing this here, something would go down and we'd be passing notes back and forth. So I feel like it's the good old days, except Teresa's monitors are working. So,
yeah, we've got this.
So I feel slighted today. zero trash cans this week. I've just been busy.
It's been a busy week, and things are still hopping, and it's been hot out there, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. I was out all day walking fields on Tuesday, and it was hot, no doubt about that. And somebody wrote you and told you that they beat me in trash cans each week?
No, that they didn't.
They didn't.
Always were competing. That's Craig on our Facebook page, and, you know, he just always wanted to – he never could compete with your trash cans.
Beat me this week, that's for sure. You've been busy this week.
I have. I've had 3 installations, and it was going back and forth. Two were in one city, and one was in another city, and I would just start early in the morning, 8 o'clock, and then run over to the other one at 9 to get them going, and then go back to the other one at 10 o'clock, and then go back to the one that I went to at 8 o'clock. So It was busy. I was in three different places.
And you're waving those pretty green fingernails.
I am. I got green fingernails, and I just have to tell my husband I spent $75 on these, and one's already broken.
And Joni had hers done this week. She's got purple. There she is.
There you go. We're still holding up her hands.
Hers are still in good shape right at the moment. But I figure you're going to be able to dig better now in the soil.
I will be able to.
Yeah, for as long as they last.
I don't need to carry tools anymore.
Let's see. This week I've been getting the garden ready. Transplants are doing well, I have to tell you. My tomatoes and pepper plants are up almost 100% seed germination, which is kind of neat. Here's my warning to people this week. When you're using the herbicides, make sure the turf type you're using it on is on the label.
Read the label.
Read the label. I
read the label twice.
Yeah, at least. I read labels all the time. I go in the stores. If you see me there, I may be reading a label on the package because they change from time to time.
And they do, and that's to update them and give you new guidance. And so it's important to do that because you want to make sure you're buying the right herbicide to begin with and then when to apply it, because herbicides during the summertime are kind of iffy too, because they tell you not to use them in temperatures over 85 degrees.
Yeah, that's right. And this one here, I think it's a couple acres of Bahia's having trouble due to the wrong herbicide.
Wow.
And so that could be a problem. The other thing I noticed this week is, this is an interesting one, Teresa, because I think the tree was planted properly. A berm was built around it, and the soil from the berm, I think, washed over top of the root system, and it's about 6 to 8 inches thick.
Wow.
And so the tree, I think, is actually suffocated.
Yeah, you know, that's possible in here in Florida, especially with our sandy soils. They're going to sink a little bit. And then if the sprinkler or the rain, you know, soaks that soil down, it could be. And then they put mulch on top of it, and that's just, you know.
And I think the tree sunk down a little bit in the ground also.
Yeah, it sinks because of our sandy soils.
Yeah. You want to take a call there?
Sure, let's do this. What am I going to do without you, see?
You know, you become more conscientious. When you have somebody there with you, you forget about things.
I'm just sitting here watching you. I'm in awe. And so, okay, so Paul, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. I just wanted to give a great report from the advice that Tom gave us a couple of weeks ago on what we could do for our watermelons. And
okay.
We went out and changed to Miracle-Gro, and now we've got one that's a little bit less than 12 inches, one that's about 9, and the others are coming along.
Wow.
Excellent. Great.
That's good, Paul, and a check from Miracle-Gro will be in the mail.
that's
terrific. Yeah, that they're growing. How's the foliage look?
Excellent. It's covering. We've got a side yard that's tilted, and it's just covered. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Good. I tell you what I worry about during the summertime are diseases affecting the foliage,
right?
Fungal leaf spots and everything. So you may still need to keep the fungicide handy. Just in case.
We'll do it.
Thank you so
much. By the
way,
as a sidebar, Nan and I came over to the spring show in the land, and I was the guy that said summer, fall, winter, spring.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you named the princes on the Howdy Doody show, so you won, right? Okay, you won the
old guy.
You won the prize. That's great.
I won the prize.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thanks a lot.
Good.
All right.
Thank you,
that's
Paul.
That's a question we always often ask. Who is the princes on the Howdy Doody show? And as Princess, you're not old enough to remember.
I'm not.
That.
I'm trying to think. I never saw the Howdy Doody. I remember the song, singing the song. Yeah. It's Howdy Doody time.
Yeah.
It's
Colton
Howdy
wouldn't
time.
Remember that at all. He
nope.
Didn't even know who Howdy Doody was, probably. But the name of the princes, Joni does. The name of the princes on the Howdy Doody show was Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. That was the name of her.
That's wonderful.
Kind of neat, huh?
That needs to go in my book.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We got time here for... Here's a question. One of the questions we get, I've got about 10, 15 of them. We can do them through the program. What is the best mulch? Do you ever get that question?
I do. I get that question a lot. And I have two different opinions or, two different pieces of advice. One, because I'm a designer, I like to go with the designing aspect of it. And mulch is good no matter what it is, as long as you apply it properly, put it down, a good application of it, 3 to 4 inches, whether it's organic or whether it's rock, then it's just important. I like to match the house. It's kind of like the picture frame to your painting. But there's the eucalyptus mulch. There is the melaleuca mulch. And, you know, all of them are good as long as they're put down correctly.
I'm a pine straw fan. I don't know. I just maybe I grew up in the pine trees.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I'm putting pine straw down in a couple of installations, but it's at the request of the clients. But it just disappears so quickly.
Yeah. Mulch is mulch, basically, for what it does.
It is.
Now, Joni likes pine bark. She likes the smaller
pine bark.
Yeah, I like the pine bark vines.
I love the pine bark vines.
Yeah, and they do very well. So, and I use them around the bedding plants and things like that a lot.
It's important. Mulch is definitely an important part of Florida gardening.
Yeah, and it doesn't make a difference which one it is. I'm not a rock mulch fan, I'll be honest with you on that. And I'm not a rubber mulch fan.
Oh, no.
But the rubber mulches do fine, too.
I like to use them around pools.
Yeah, that would be a nice place for them. Tell you what, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Text us at 23680. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Tom. All of us at Black Cow wish you a happy retirement. Congratulations. Thanks for spreading information, manure, and Black Cow t-shirts over the years.
Hey, Tom, it's Lance Walheim. I just wanted to say congratulations to you and Joni on your retirement. More importantly, I wanted to thank you for all your support, but especially for your generous sharing of knowledge that has made us all better gardeners. Thanks, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you, Black Cow. Black Cow accuses me of spreading lots of bull, right?
You're the best at that.
And I just communicated with Lance yesterday. He didn't say anything about this. Anyway, thank you from Black Cow and from Lance also. I appreciate all those great thoughts and great feelings.
There you go. Well, got Bill in Tallahassee.
Well, let's go to Bill then.
Good morning, Bill. How can we help you?
Oh, so Joni's still on the call.
Oh, she's still on the call.
Now we got it. Okay. Okay, we can go to it.
There we go. Bill, are you with us?
Oh, yes. I'm with you. I used to go visit him down there at Michigan and Bumby.
How about
years
that?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I live in Tallahassee now, and I've got bahia grass in about 20% of my yard, and I know it's just about impossible to get rid of.
Well, what else do you have in the yard? I mean, what else are you growing? Are you growing St. Augustine centipede or what?
We got a mixture of St. Augustine and centipede.
Okay. Do you have trees and shrubs nearby?
Bill?
Bill, are you there? I guess one of the big questions is whether or not he has trees or shrubs.
Right.
Commercial companies can come through with a product, and I don't know whether they want to use it or not. It's called Manor, and it will take the bahia out.
And still leave the centipede good?
And still leave the centipede. You have to check the label. I know it's okay for St. Augustine. Or he could use atrazine, and over time, atrazine is going to take the bahia out also.
That's what I would probably be easier for him, less expensive.
Less expensive, because getting a company to come in and do it.
Right.
It used to be, Manor used to be on the market for the homeowner to buy, but I think it's pretty well dried up right now. And so you could use atrazine as instructed on the label, and that may help you get it out over time. Over time, it'll yellow it up, it'll suppress it, and the St. Augustine will take over. But, you know, just whatever you get, follow the label. That's the rules on something like that.
Exactly. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 407-916-5400, or you can use our 888-455-2967, 888-455-LAWNS, and it's this week, you're paying for it.
I know, it's my turn.
You're paying for all the calls.
You figure since I'm going to be retiring from Better Lawns and Gardens, you're going to get me to pay for the last time.
This is it. So we need everyone to call in.
That sounds fine. Let's see, text messages, anything?
No, we have Tom and Joni. This is from Lisa and Richie in Port Orange. And they said, Tom and Joni, we will miss you on Saturday mornings. Have a wonderful life. Be, as in the bumblebee, be happy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, folks. I appreciate all the kind thoughts that I get. And I want to mention that Beverly sent us a care package, and we really appreciate all that Beverly's done.
It was a big box, wasn't it?
It was and is. And Beverly, of course, has supplied all different kind of information over the years from the Tallahassee area and her gardening experiences. And we appreciate that.
We do, and she's going to keep on doing it.
Yeah, she's going to keep supporting you.
Yeah.
And that's what we want everybody to do, support the Better Lawns and Gardens program. We want you to be here with Teresa and Colton and whoever helps out.
All our guests.
All our guests, that's for sure. Let me just talk about a citrus tree. On my list here, one of the things that I've been getting within the recent years is, should I plant a citrus tree? And let me tell you, if you're calling in right now, hang on, let it ring, because Joni will get to you as soon as she can. The lines are kind of lit up right at the moment.
That's good.
So should I plant a citrus tree? Teresa?
I say if you want to have a citrus tree, buy a certified citrus greening free citrus tree, plant it, and enjoy it while you have it.
and hope there are no other citrus trees around
exactly
with the greening.
Right.
Because it's going to move over. Those little psyllids are out there. And keep up the high maintenance on it. They're talking about citrus trees now, what almost becoming like an annual tree, something that you...
Well, that's why I'm looking at them. 6 to 7 years at tops, you know. And so it's not going to be the citrus tree of the 30s, 40s, and 50s where they lived, you know, 50, 60 years.
Well, I hope it will be, but I don't think so either. And Charlie's, here's the problem. Charlie's tree hadn't flowered in 6 years.
I know.
So
he's been very patient,
very diligent about it.
After about 3 years, I would have chucked it.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm not planting a citrus tree anytime soon, and I've got some fairly open areas, but there are other citrus around that have greening, so I know it's going to move over.
Well, I'm doing it, but I'm just, you know, just informing and educating the clients that, you know, you're not going to have it long. You spend, you know, $50, $100, and then every 4 or 5 years, just replace it.
Yep, you may have to. That's for sure. Keep up the maintenance on it. That's going to be the secret. We used to say citrus trees were carefree. You didn't have to do a whole lot to take care of them. But now, fertilizing 3 to 4 times a year, putting minor nutrients on
minor
each flush of growth.
Minor nutrients are important.
At each flush of growth, put an insecticide on to keep the psyllid down. You're busy.
Yeah. And it's going to get to be like one of the apples and pear trees and all the other fruit trees that we do have to maintain with a little bit oversight. You know, they're not just carefree. Let's go to Celeste and Vieira. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for your card. I appreciate it.
It's so good to hear you.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to congratulate you, Tom, on your retirement from radio, and congratulate you on Teresa on the new show.
Thank you. We have a lot of great memories, Celeste, don't we?
Yeah. What people know that is that Teresa, Celeste, and I worked together at the Extension office, and Celeste and I did a lot of TV work together over the many years and been good friends, and we're both from Maryland. She is what we call an apple knocker. That means that she grew up knowing about apples at the University of Maryland. And I appreciate all those.
I do have a question, though.
A home gardener.
Yes. My question is how do you get somebody to like plants that doesn't really like plants?
Well, you know, I've been trying to get you to do that for years. but I've seen you sent me some pictures of some very pretty plants that you've grown. Either that or you went out and bought them, one or the other.
Flowers now. I do like plants. I like trees. I like flowers.
You're converted.
I really do want to thank you. I was just listening to the citrus question, and I just want to really thank you for all the years of good advice, because it's really not that easy to get anymore.
Thank you. Well, provided plenty of good advice. Celeste did the commercial horticulture work.
She did a wonderful job. I learned so much from her.
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you so much, Celeste.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tom, we have best regards on your retirement. And then Brenda says, but my yard is looking the worst I've seen it in years due to chinch bugs and crabgrass moving in. What do you recommend for getting rid of crabgrass?
Crabgrass. You know, the only thing you can do is do the home remedy, the baking soda product, put it over top of it in the afternoon. Light dusting, like the dust on your furniture, and it will kill it back. There have been some products on the market, but not anything readily available to the homeowner for the crabgrass.
Right. The best thing to do is to maintain your lawn so that it doesn't get holes in it and it's not weak. You want it established so that it's nice and thick. And, you know, the crabgrass can't get in and germinate.
Yeah, I don't like the pre-emergent products for crabgrass, mainly because they also suppress the St. Augustine or whatever our grass is growing there.
Of course. It's supposed to kill weeds or reduce the weeds. Yeah. And, of course, it's going to have an effect on the St. Augustine grass.
Yeah, well, especially the pre-emergents that prevent seed germination, they also prevent rooting down very well of the St. Augustine. And so I just stay away from them. The only one that has some effect that would not suppress the St. Augustine would be the atrazine product, and it's getting harder to find.
Right, it is. We have Eileen and Stuart. Good morning, Eileen. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is it too hot to apply a product like Image Weed Killer to the grass, or do I have to wait till it gets cooler? I have quite a few spots where the clumps of, I don't know the name of the weed, but, and it says on the directions that it won't kill the grass, but it'll just kill the weed. But it's been so hot.
It has been so hot. And, you know, I stay away from the hotter times of the day, at least, maybe early in the morning, so that the product has a chance to be taken up. Here's the problem. If you have weeds you got to do something or the weed's going to take over your yard. I was out pulling Florida betony out of my lawn the other yesterday, in fact, just big clumps. I can get those out like that. But if you have
That's what I think I have, and I have been doing it by hand, but sometimes, you know, the arthritis kicks in the knuckles. So.
I feel it. Yep, I hear you, Eileen.
Well, you know, the only thing you can do is you can spot treat it, but you don't want to concentrate the herbicide there. It's just a misting over the top. And so if you have patches of weeds like that, you could do that during the cooler portion of the day when the temperatures are below 85, and about early in the morning be good, or very late in the afternoon after the rains are going through. But, you know, I don't think you have a choice in some cases because it's either the weeds or the lawn. And so we will treat lawns with herbicides. We don't like to during the summer, but we will do it, and we just follow the precautions on the label and do it during the cooler portion of the day.
Do you think she should try a test patch somewhere?
You can try a test patch, yeah, and see how well you do at it. Just mix it up or get one of the ready-to-use. There's some that are ready-to-use. And you
that's the one I have that you just put it on the hose. But maybe that's what I'll do. Thank you. Just try a little test patch.
Well, Eileen, the other thing is the ones you put at the end of the hose tends to put things out much more rapidly than you think, and you can overdo it so easy. So you just be careful, okay?
Okay. And I just want to say thank you for all the Saturday mornings, and I have learned so much and it's just so much easier to hear people on stuff. I'm not an online person, so
okay.
Congratulations on your retirement, and thank you so much for everything.
Well, thank you for being there for us. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Eileen.
Yep, and I tell you what, it is a little break time right now. I've got this long list of questions here, but I would like to have give us a call. The number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680, and Teresa can read those off because my computers are all down. Forget it.
There you
go. Gone. But we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My name is Kelly Quintero. I'm the Director of Advocacy at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. We provide food assistance to families in need and help people develop skills to pursue rewarding careers in the culinary industry. I'm driven to help Floridians get back on their feet. And that's why I'm supporting Our Florida. This new federally funded program provides assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. With financial support for rent and utilities, families can eat better too. If you've lost a job or had your wages cut, you may qualify. Go to OurFlorida.com and sign up today. Getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. The website is OurFlorida.com. That's OurFlorida.com. Go online, register, and get the help you need. This message was sponsored by the state of Florida.
For financial assistance with your unpaid rent and utility bills, go to OurFlorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Visit us on the web at BetterLawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Hi, Tom and Joni. It's Michelle. I'm so happy for you both, finally retiring after 33 years in radio. I'm so glad to have been a part of Better Lawns and Gardens. Some of my best memories are working with you. The cruises, promotions, and all of our fun lunches. And I know that your listeners are going to miss you greatly. Lots of blessings to you both.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Yes. And Michelle worked in marketing our program for many, many years and really appreciate it. We did have a lot of fun.
You did, and all the cruises.
Yeah, and Paul and Sharon put those together for us, and that was really, really neat. We had a lot of good times.
That's wonderful. A lot of great memories.
A lot of great memories. And you got some?
I got text messages here. It says, congratulations on retiring, Tom and Joni. We are repotting orchids this morning at 10 to noon at Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. It said, thanks, have a nice gardening day. They just said bring two orchids in per couple if you're going to go to Peterson's and have a nice weekend.
Yes, Howie and Karen and Charlene down there. And
it'll be a great shop.
And I'm supposed to be there in March. They haven't given me a date yet, so if they're listening, I need a date March.
There you go. Yeah. And then also, too, we have a text question here. It said, what would be a pretty small tree for a small yard? Thank you for all the years of good gardening advice. We will miss you so much.
Okay, I have my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle, if you get the small ones.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Get the small ones. Those are beautiful, and they do very well.
It depends on what they're calling small. You know, it's all relative compared to an oak tree, a Natchez or a Tuscarora, or one of those is going to be small compared to an oak tree. But they're still, my Natchez is 30 feet tall and wide.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it depends on the, you know, what they're considering small. You know, we do have the smaller, you know, ornamentals that can grow up, you know, 10 to 12 feet that you can trim up, like the ligustrum tree.
Yeah, ligustrum trees.
You know, you can, you know, make them standard.
Yeah,
you know, gardenias even.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the really tall gardenias, you could have a nice 10-foot tall, you know, gardenia tree. Tibicinas make lovely, you know, small patio trees. Jerusalem thorn is another one that's small and pretty. So, I mean, it just depends on the size. If she would like to, you know, kind of, it also depends too where they're located in the state, because some of these are not good for the
Tibicina wouldn't be.
Wouldn't be good for Tallahassee.
You know, one you mentioned there that I tend to forget's out there is a Jerusalem thorn.
Jerusalem thorns are beautiful.
They're thorny.
They're thorny and good for underneath your daughter's window. But you know, it's but they have a beautiful tree and they look good in modern landscapes. They're kind of slender, thin.
Yeah. Now we had Joni still on that one. We had one at our church, Jerusalem thorn. I thought that was so appropriate, Jerusalem.
It is. It's a great tree for a biblical garden.
Yeah. Let me give any more text messages. Or are we good?
No, we are. Oh, well, I have a couple, but we'll
2368. Yeah. Just go ahead and give us a shout text-wise. Otherwise, here's what one here says. What can I use to build raised beds? And people are scared of the lumber today.
But they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be. That's right.
They shouldn't be because right now all pressure-treated wood is treated with alkaline copper quaternary, I think is how you say it. And this is the pressure-treated wood is now safe. It doesn't release any bad chemicals. There's no more what was in before.
Chromated copper arsenate.
Exactly.
But I used that for years. I'm still kicking.
And it's in the ground. Arsenic is
natural occurring.
In the ground. But everything you buy today as far as pressure-treated wood is safe to use. So you could use that. You could use cedar, you know, and you could even use, you know, containers.
Yeah, cedar's going to rot out. You know, anything that's not treated is going to rot out pretty quick.
Especially here in Florida.
Yeah, especially just regular pine. Cement blocks? You could use cement
blocks. You could even use straw, bales of straw, but that's going to go down very quickly. But for an annual garden or for your annual vegetable bed, it might work.
Yeah. Let's pick up on Beverly. It looks
Let's
like
go
in Tallahassee.
Beverly. She is very adamant. She wants to sit. Give you some words.
Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Beverly.
Beverly, I got that big box out there. Thank you so much.
Did you eat it all?
No, I haven't eaten anything yet. I've just gotten here this morning. That's it. But thank you so much. I appreciate the kind thoughts and all the help over the years. We appreciate it.
Well, we're going to miss you. I just have two quick things. I'm not in my best voice this morning. One, it's Teresa, break a leg.
Thank you so much, Beverly.
And then here we go. Thanks for the memories. You taught us about grass and gave us lots of laughs. So we thank you so much.
Oh, thank that you. Was beautiful. Yay.
Boy, the crowd's going wild, Beverly. Thank you. up there in Tallahassee, they're going to stop you on the street and want you to give that rendition.
Sure they will.
Thank you, Beverly. I'm still there. We'll count on you still emailing me and helping Teresa, okay?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much. She's going to be in tears like I am.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. I think we can go ahead and we can take a break now. We can go a little bit early. Colton's going to let us do that.
You can do anything you want today, Tom.
Give you permission.
I know. They'll escort me out the door, but pull my badge. What can I tell you?
You can send us text messages at 23680, or you can give us a call at 1-888-452-9-6-7.
Yeah, Joni's would like to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida Talk and Entertainment.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Joni. It's Susan Patterson calling in to congratulate you on your retirement after 33 incredible years hosting Better Lawns and Gardens. Working with you for 13 of those years was truly a joy and privilege. Thank you for being such good friends and an inspiration to so many with your never-ending passion and dedication to gardening and radio. You literally wrote the book on Florida gardening, Tom. And now it's time to wish you and Joni all the very best as you begin your next chapter. You certainly deserve it, and I couldn't be happier for you. God bless you both.
Thank you, Susan.
That's wonderful.
Susan was marketed our program for many years and did such a great job. I really appreciate it. We did a lot of things together, too. It was really, really kind of neat. Let's get Joni's Corner in here real quick so we can get it in.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
I'm
on.
Here.
You're
here.
On.
Okay.
We want to get something in. Scary, okay. But not to worry landscape occurrences as Joni's farewell thoughts.
Well, there are some things in our yard that look pretty scary, but aren't. Here are a few things that we don't have to worry about. If you have Drake elms, river birches, or crepe myrtles, notice the bark is falling off. But don't worry, there's no problem here. As these trees grow through slough off the old bark. Actually, it's rather pretty, especially on those crepe myrtles. Lichens can be found on the bark of many trees. There's another thing we don't have to worry about. Lichens are those little patches of grayish-green hairs. Some even have ruffled edges. They can be found on the trunks and branches. Enjoy the decorations. No problems here.
Yes.
Spanish ball moss can be seen in just about all of our trees. No cause for worry here either. Now, if you have more moss on your trees than leaves, it's time to look for a tree and not a moss problem. The moss is just collecting on all already declining tree. And already. That's there is a cycloid as tree cattle. They gather in herds on your trees and encase the branches with a beautiful white webbing. But not to worry. Enjoy it.
So says, yes.
It's not going to cause you or your tree any problems at all. Finally, we must mention the little anoles. Whatever you call them, chameleons, little dragons, or those scary little monsters all over my patio, they won't cause you any, your plants, any grief. Mm-mm. They are actually doing us a lot of good by helping to rid our yards of insects and mosquitoes. That's good.
Yep, I think so.
That's it.
Thank you, Joni. Things that aren't so scary, we thought we'd do that for the last portion, the last show that she does. And we don't worry about those things.
No, they don't. Things. Those little anoles are good.
I know that all those things can be scary to people. I always...
They do the push-ups, and then they're the dinosaurs from the sci-fi movies.
Yeah, let's go to that caller.
Sure, let's get Patricia in here. Good morning, Patricia. You're in Sebring. How can we help you?
Good morning. Love the show, Tom and Jody. You guys have been so great. I've learned so much. I tell my neighbors all about it when they ask me about how I'm doing my plants.
Thank you.
This is where I learn because, I used to kill everything. My question is, somebody gave me a beautiful amaryllis. It's kind of coral in color. I've never seen it before. And another neighbor has them planted. And I didn't know if I should plant it in the ground or if I should plant it in a pot.
because it's bloomed, but now the leaves are so big, they're kind of like really droopy. So do I cut it back and then repot it or plant it in the ground?
I will tell you, Patricia, you can put it in a pot or keep it in the ground. I have all of mine in the ground, and you never cut back the leaves of an amaryllis here in Florida.
Yeah, I have both. And yeah, I wouldn't cut back the leaves unless they're declining. You know, I drove by an area where the amaryllis were beautiful this year and the year before, and they've all been cut down to the ground.
Oh, that's
Well, they're not going to form the bulbs. That, you know, Patricia, the leaves feed the plant. So leave as many as you can. I mean, if they're flopping over.
Or they get yellow. Sometimes they'll turn yellow. Go ahead and cut those off. But you don't. They're very low maintenance.
Yeah, leave as much as you can. Like I said, I have some in pots, which need weeding. So if you need something to do, come on over. I've got them in the ground.
Okay, but do they multiply on their own?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Yes.
And they're faster multiplying than you think also. And if they produce seeds, the seeds will come up. So they can actually get to be a little weedy.
Okay, and then is it something that you need to thin out?
Yeah, oh, you separate them after a while and give them to your friends.
Sure, you can share them.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Love your show. Okay, and good luck, Teresa. Look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, Patricia. We've got lots of text messages, Tom, and so we'll get to those in the second hour.
Okay.
And we have more calls coming in, so that's great. If you'd like to give Tom and Joni a call, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967. And we're going to be back with more Better Lawns
and Gardens.
We'll
be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. Just keep our number handy, 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.